Ladybird Readers, Ice Worlds. Contents. Picture Words, page 6. Ice Worlds, page 8. Living in the Arctic, page 10. Living in the Antarctic, page 12. Finding Food in the Arctic, page 14. Polar Bears in Spring, page 16. Birds in Summer, page 22. Food in the Antarctic, page 24. Snow Petrels, page 26. Emperor Penguins, page 28. Starting a Family, page 30. Moving the Egg, page 32. A Long Cold Winter, page 34. The Chicks Come Out, page 36. The Mothers Come Back, page 38. Problems for Our Ice Worlds, page 40. Our Ice Worlds Are Important, page 42. Activities, page 44. Picture words. Ice. Frozen ocean. Land. Rock. Polar bear. Whales. Stomach. Emperor penguin. Seals. Chick. Lay an egg. Born, verb. Ice worlds. The Arctic and the Antarctic are ice worlds on Earth. The North Pole is in the Arctic, and the South Pole is in the Antarctic. The Arctic Circle. The Antarctic. The North Pole. The South Pole. Living in the Arctic. The North Pole is in the Arctic. It is difficult for animals to live in the Arctic. These animals live in the Arctic. Polar bear. Arctic wolf. Arctic hare. Musk ox. Walrus. Living in the Antarctic. The South Pole is in the Antarctic. It is difficult for animals to live in the Antarctic. A lot of birds live in the Antarctic. Snow petrel. Adelie penguin. Emperor penguin. These animals visit the Antarctic to find food in the ocean. Whales. Seals. Finding food in the Arctic. In the Arctic in winter, there's grass and other plants under the snow. Musk oxen break the hard snow with their feet to eat the grass. Smaller birds and animals find food under the snow. Arctic wolves eat other animals. This wolf is watching some musk oxen. Polar bears in spring. Mother polar bears can stay under the Arctic snow for 5 months in winter. A mother polar bear comes out from under the snow. Her 2-month-old cubs come after her. Cubs. The mother polar bear looks after her cubs. She teaches them to walk on the snow. It's difficult, but the cubs learn quickly. After 2 weeks, the cubs can walk on the ocean ice. Now they can look for food with their mother. Polar bears swim alone in the cold ocean. They look for seals to eat. Seals are hard to find when the ice melts. Their big front paws help polar bears to swim well. Paws. After a few days in the ocean, this male polar bear sees walruses on land. He can eat a walrus. Birds in summer. In summer, seabirds come to the Arctic to have their chicks. Chick. Little auks look like penguins, but they can fly. Little auks lay their eggs on rocks. They lay one egg each time. Little auks. The little auks must fly away from this Arctic fox who wants to eat them. Food in the Antarctic. In the Antarctic, the ocean is full of food. Seals and whales come here to eat. Seals. Humpback whales eat small ocean animals called krill. They catch the krill by making bubbles. Bubbles. The whales work together to catch the krill. Snow petrels. Snow petrels lay their eggs on rocks in the Antarctic. They eat fish and krill from the ocean. Snow petrels are white with black beaks and black eyes. They clean their feathers in the snow. Feather. Emperor penguins. In winter, emperor penguins come up onto the ice in the Antarctic. Sometimes the emperor penguins walk. Sometimes they travel on their stomachs. The emperor penguins meet here. It is where they all have their chicks. Starting a family. Female and male penguins make pairs. The mother penguin lays an egg. After this, she's very tired. She gives the egg to the father penguin. Moving the egg. Number one. It's very cold. The father must quickly take the egg from the mother. Number two. The father uses his beak to move the egg towards him. Egg. Number three. Now the egg is safe and warm with the father. A long, cold winter. The mother penguins travel to the ocean again to look for food. A long, cold winter is coming. The sun stays down. The father penguins stay together on the ice with their eggs. They don't eat for almost 4 months. It is very dark in the Antarctic in winter. The chicks come out. After many dark days, the sun comes up again. The chicks are born. The fathers and chicks need to eat. The mothers come back. The mother penguins come back from the ocean with their stomachs full of fish. The mother penguins see their chicks for the first time. In early summer, the chicks are ready to go into the world. Problems for our ice worlds. The ocean ice in the Arctic is getting smaller because our planet is getting warmer. We are losing the ice that animals need to live. Polar bears catch food on ice. Our ice worlds are important. We must stop our ice worlds from getting warmer to help the animals that live there. People need the ice worlds too. We can help. We can try not to use our cars. We can recycle more. Ladybird Readers, Ice Worlds, read by Nigel Pilkington. Written by Rachel Godfrey. Series editor, Sorrel Pitts. Inspired by the BBC Earth television series. Copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 2018.